American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 272. Here is the translated text as follows, X. American State Trials. I waited outside for her 2 hours, then went in and found Mr. February reading over to her some stenographic statement he had taken. As to whether Manola McKnight did not sign this paper freely and voluntarily, it was signed in my absence while I was at the police station. That paper is substantially the notes that Mr. February read over to her. Albert McKnight. This sideboard sits more this way than it was at the time I was there. Cross-examined. Don't know if the sideboard was changed, but it wasn't sitting like that in the corner. R. L. Craven. I am connected with the Beck and Greg Hardware Cohen. Albert McKnight also works there. He asked me to go down and see if I could get Manola McKnight out when she was arrested. I was present when she signed that affidavit. They brought Manola McKnight in and we questioned her as to the statements Albert had given me. At first, she would not talk. She said she didn't know anything about it. I told her that Albert made the statement that he was there Saturday when Mr. Frank came home. And he said Mr. Frank came into the dining room and stayed about 10 minutes and went to the sideboard and caught a car in about 10 minutes after he first arrived there. And that Albert had said that Manola had overheard Mrs. Frank tell Mrs. Selig that Mr. Frank didn't rest well, and he came home drinking and made Mrs. Frank get out of bed and sleep on a rug by the side of the bed and wanted her to give him his pistol to shoot his head off and that he had murdered somebody or something like that. Manola at first hesitated, but finally she told everything that was in that affidavit. When she did that, Mr. Starnes, Mr. Campbell, Mr. February, Albert McKnight, Mr. Pickett, and Mr. Gordon were there. E. H. Pickett. I work at Beck and Greg Hardware Company. I was present when the affidavit was signed by Manola McKnight. We questioned her about the statement Albert had made, and she denied it all at first. She said she had been cautioned not to talk about this affair by Mrs. Frank or Mrs. Selig. She stated that Albert had lied in what he told us. She finally began to weaken on one or two points and admitted that she had been paid a little more money than was ordinarily due her. Nobody threatened her when she was there. M. E. McCoy. I knew Mary Fagan. I saw her on April 26th in front of 12 Forsyth Street. She was going towards the pencil company. It was near 12 o'clock. I know the time as I looked at my watch. George Kendley. I am with the Georgia R&P Company. I saw Mary Fagan about noon on April 26th. She was going to the pencil factory from Marietta Street. Cross-examined. I was on the front end of the Hapeville car when I saw her. It is due in town at 12 o'clock. I told several people about seeing her the next day. I didn't testify at the coroner's inquest because nobody came to ask me. I have not abused and vilified Frank since this tragedy. I know Mr. Brent. I didn't tell him that Mr. Frank's children said he was guilty. As to whether I abused and vilified,